Hello and welcome to today's Plumbers of Data Science episode. On this channel, we talk a lot about Hynek. On this channel, we talk a lot about data engineering and basically the plumbing of data science, the things behind all this. And I was on a quick family vacation, and so I missed some streams, and I did a bit of thinking, basically how I want to move forward here, and what I don't like and what I like to do. So how are you guys doing the last week? Everything's all right? I hope so. So I had a great relaxing week. So the thing I formatted the way that what I hate here on this channel, what I hate to do, and how I want to move forward with this channel. Hi, Zila. So the thing is, what I found out, what I hate to do is, and I'm guilty of this, I hate to monetize my audience. And I think a year ago or a quarter, three quarters of a year or something, I was thinking about how to move forward and how to basically earn a bit of money on this channel. So I think it's not a secret that at some point I want to go and do this full time and not only part time. And so the thing I hated at that point is to monetize you guys, to get you to buy something for me. The thing is, then, as always, you start the Patreon and you put a cookbook there, and then some people buy it, and then you're trapped in this thing, where you basically try to get people in there although you don't want it. So one thing that I have found, and why I don't like to monetize my audience, or if people monetize their audience, is this, let's call it, intrinsic dishonesty. When I watch people on, I don't want to say any names here, because I don't want to blame people for how they do their business. Maybe it's the right thing for them. So let's say on LinkedIn, or on, I've been a lot on Instagram lately. So then you see every post, you have the feeling, man, this is just one more post to get you into their training to do a sale. And this is not what I want to do here. And so this is, it's this feeling of, these guys are dishonest. They just want to sell you stuff. They don't want to really help you. And what I want to do on this channel is, I want to, because it's fun, this stuff is fun, I'm doing this for fun. I want to help you guys, and I want to be able to basically give you a platform so you guys can help yourself. And so the problem is, a lot of people, and I did this until now with the cookbook as well, holding back intentionally information to basically make a sale. And this is, I hate this stuff. I don't want, this is not how I want to proceed. This is not what I think helps all of you guys. Putting the cookbook behind a paywall, this is not cool. And it's a lot of wizardry that needs to be done to basically convince people that it's a good idea to make a sale, or to get something, to buy something. This is not how I want to move forward, and I don't like it when people do this. And I'm guessing you guys don't like this either. You guys would make would have all this for free, and for me, trust is most important, and I want you guys to trust me that I don't want to sell you stuff. And yeah, so that this is a, let's say, a honesty that you don't really get on a lot of I don't want to call it streams or platforms, with a lot of people who want to make a quick buck here. And so you might think to yourself, how is this going to, how do you want to make money here? How do you want to earn money then if you don't want to monetize us? The thing is, first thing here, everything is going to be for free. Everything I do here on YouTube, the cookbook, when I talk about something on my webpage, everything, if I post something on Medium, this is not going to be paid Medium posts. The mailing list access, everything basically is for free. The thing is, what I want to go here is, if you think this, what I do here is great and it's useful, and you want to support something that you like, and like your Netflix, you like the stuff you see on Netflix, you get on it, you buy a Netflix subscription. If you want to support the stuff I'm doing here, if you want to support me by sending over a few bucks, the Patreon is still open. It's all good. If you want to send me some support, great. If not, all good. I'm going to set up a PayPal where you can send me some messages and basically some stuff I can read on the stream, and where we can talk about on the stream basically some primary information or let's say like the super chats here on YouTube that I don't have access. And Vishnu says, what about read first, pay later, just like 100 pages ML book? No, this is again a trick. This is a thing of a kind of wizardry here. Yeah, you can read 100 pages, but the rest is behind a paywall. And if I get you to get access to 100 pages, then maybe I can make a sale with 10% possibility that you make a $10 sale. This is not something I want. I'm going to come back here. So the thing, how we're going to start, if you find it cool what I do, and you want to support me, this goes to the hosting of my website. This goes to the hosting of the podcast that I'm going to pick up again. I'm just missing the time, although it's super easy. Podcast hosting costs a bit of money, and the whole setup here that costs some money. So this is, but if you don't, all good. So long, this is a short-term thing. This, if I don't make $5 the next 1-2 years, all good. Long term, what I want to do here is set up a company and basically monetize other companies, not you guys, other companies, by helping them solve some problems. And I think this is very legit, and you guys have the upside of getting a lot of free content and a lot of free tips and information. But if a company has a certain problem, they can come to me and I can help them and I can have them pay me. And then this is the real long-term source of income that I have in mind right now. Another thing that is going to come are online courses. So what I think about the courses is that you, the regular watcher of these streams, don't really have to go onto the courses and buy the courses. When I create the courses here, I'm going to talk about the stuff that I'm doing in the course. So you're going to be up to date, but a lot of people are impatient or don't have the time to go over 20 hours of streams here to find out the necessary information that they want to learn, especially in this course. So I'm going to create basically condensed down versions of the content that we're creating here. So let's say I'm creating a course, then every time I'm doing something, we are going to come on here and talk about the stuff. And then at the end, I'm going to have a course that I put on Coursera or whatever, and some guys can buy it. But not you, because it's not really needed. Nick says, I think you need to create a support page on your website with all possible ways to support you. That's right. Yeah, I need to do this. Nick, I think this is the long-term strategy. I have been thinking a lot of what can I do here. There are two things that I can do is give courses and or put up online courses. This is maybe the first step in the long term thing, and then the other thing is then support companies. Yeah, I would start with Germany stuff if that comes around, but I'm not in a hurry. So for that I first need to set up a company, because basically everything I make here, I need to pay taxes on it. So all the stuff that I got on Patreon right now is all laying on Patreon, because I don't want to get it. I want to get it only when I have set up the company. So I don't have to mix my private taxes with the taxes of the stuff I'm doing here. So yeah, I'm thinking this is a good thing, a good strategy, because I don't need to make 50,000 or 100,000 euros this year. This is just a part-time fun thing. And let's see where this goes. I'm doing this whole thing for almost 3 years. Started with a blog and then writing articles, and then started with the last year I started with a podcast. Since this year I'm doing, or end of last year I'm doing, I'm doing 1 year, the podcast for 1 year, and the live stream here for starting this year. So yeah, okay, so how are we going to move forward here? I think I'm going to do is I'm going to make the cookbook open for everybody. This is in a way that I have a, right now I'm writing the thing with LaTeX, and I'm using my GitHub for that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the GitHub and make the repository public. Maybe I can do this. Right now. Come on. Let me just drag this up here. I think Nick is already, no, Nick has, I think Nick, you had access to this. Let me just change the view here. Okay. So here's my cookbook, GitHub. How can I set this? I think somewhere it says private. Make public. Boom. Please type in the name of the repository. How is this repository called? Cookbook. Okay. So, where can I find the link to it? Is that up here? Yeah, I'm going to post it in the... Oh no, I cannot post it in the chat. So it's GitHub and Krit. So first three of my first name, A-N-D-K-R-E-T. And then cookbook. And then you have access to the complete cookbook. And in there should also be a PDF. I have been messing a bit with the versioning, so can I download this? Yeah, so that's all right, is it? Oh, that's all right. Okay, maybe I haven't committed this. Strange. Okay, I'm going to check this out. Hi, Seven Tech. Yep. Thanks. Yeah, so now the cookbook is open. I'm also going to go on my Patreon and I'm going to put it also for you on my Patreon and on the website. So basically right now on the website, this is the page, and this right now has only the table of contents, and I'm also going to paste the link here where you can get the cookbook as download. And on my Patreon, I'm also going to put this link. So this thing is then open. You can collaborate. You can check out the but you need to look at the text thing here. And I'm wondering why is this? I'm an idiot. I'm on the master. No. Why is there not the new branch not open? Let me just check something. I think the problem is I haven't pushed the branch. Cookbook. Publish branch. Now has first thought. Thanks. Okay, now it should be there. Let me just now. Okay, now it says online course 0.1. I'm super bad with naming, so I'm sorry about the naming. It's has been always my problem when coding. How do you name the classes and how do you name the functions? And yeah, I think we need to look at the stream. Maybe we need to cut it short. Our little one has been they went to the doctor and he got oh man, how do you call it?
Um,
He has been. He has been vaccinated, so I don't know what's going on. Strange. Why isn't this showing up here? Okay, the changes on this. I'm going to check this later. So, yeah, everything is open here. You can add your stuff, and if something is wrong with the permissions or something, let me know. I'm going to check it, and we're going to fix it. And yeah, that's basically how we're going to go on here. So we're going to continue without wizardry here. No wizards, no spells to get you onto something and make a sale. Everything is going to free. If you want, you can support me. I'm going to put up a support page. If not, all good. We're absolutely cool, and going to figure this out. I don't know why this is not showing up here, because this says version 1.0. Okay, doesn't matter. Yeah. Anything more, guys? How do you like this? Do you think this makes sense? Is this a good idea? Do you already have? I haven't even checked the page last time. I said you can do some comments. Okay, no comments. No comments so far. Yeah. Again, this is an update video. On Wednesday, we're going to do another stream. Maybe I'm also going to change the schedule a bit, that we're doing Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Because what I have found out is on Friday is not really a good time to stream, because people are somehow this doesn't get fixed here because people are busy on Fridays. I was just quickly trying to find out why this isn't working. Very strange. Because if I compile it, I'm having here. Okay, it's data engine. Where is this landing? Data engineering cookbook PDF. I need to go in a second. Okay, guys, I'm going to go and help my wife. I think she needs some help, because the baby is crying for almost half an hour right now. See you on Wednesday. Have a great day. If you want to check out the cookbook, that is now completely free, and it's going to stay completely free. And if I make bullshit here, you're going to kick my ass, okay? This is going to stay up for free, and all the streams are going to stay up for free, and the podcast will be for free. Everything. Okay? See you guys Wednesday. Bye-bye.